So, of course, this budget supper practice is something that everybody can do. Don't have to have an initiation. You don't have to be doing nondros. All you need is some negativities. Okay? If you've got some negativities, then great. Now's our opportunity. We can purify. Because it's not just doing Vajrasattva mantras, it's Vajrasattva with the four opponent powers, explicitly with the four opponent powers. We can just begin by settling our posture and then settling our mind, our motivation. So, the posture first. So, when we settle our spine, try and straighten your spine by imagining a thread of light running up through the center of your body, just in front of the spine, and this thread of light coming out your crown, that the weight of your body is being supported from your crown. Then you will naturally adjust your posture, become more aligned, and your shoulders should pull back a little bit so the chest and heart area is open. Your head tilt just slightly forward and pull your chin in as if you're going to make a double chin. And that really helps to stop the coughing fits. Relax the shoulders and the arms. Have the hands in the meditation posture if you can, or however is comfortable. Head slightly tilted forward, relaxed jaw, slight smile on your lips, tongue on the upper palate behind the top teeth, and eyes lightly closed. And then adjusting our motivation by remembering all sentient beings, and in particular, the kindness of all sentient beings. So imagine that all sentient beings are surrounding you, which they are all the time, but imagine them gathered together in human form. Those closest to you karmically of this life are sitting next to you, mother on the left, father on the right. Friends and family behind you, those you have problems with in front of you, and everyone else surrounding you, stretching as far as the horizon. And even all the beings in all the realms appearing in human form, but you know, the frogs with a slightly frog-like looking face, and the cats with a slightly cat-like looking face, and so forth. All appearing as human beings. And recognize the kindness of all these sentient beings, that we wouldn't be here or have what we have without them, without us being able to create the merit dependent on them, and without their direct and indirect support. So, seeking to repay the kindness and to draw them out of their suffering. We can't do it by ourselves alone. So there arises out of the Dharmakaya in the sky in front, the entire refuge field, your guru arising as Vajradhara, the Tantric Buddha, deep blue in color like unobstructed space, and surrounded by all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, a great multitude of enlightened beings. Their sole purpose to help us, to help all sentient beings out of suffering and guide them to the state of lasting happiness. So, taking the Mahayana refuge, taking refuge for the benefit of others, we can recite the refuge prayer. It's on page 9 of the booklet. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dharmakas and Dakinis of secret mantra yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the Bodhisattvas of the 10 Bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy guru forever. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dharkas and Dakinis of secret mantra yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the bodhisattvas of the ten bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy guru forever. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dharkas and Dakinis of secret mantra yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the bodhisattvas of the ten bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy guru forever. The power of regret. First, recall the definition of negative karma, any action that results in suffering, usually an action motivated by ignorance, attachment, or aversion. Almost every action I do 24 hours a day is motivated by worldly concern, attachment to the comfort of this life. It is like this from birth to death in this life and has been like that from beginningless rebirths. Nearly every action I've ever created has been non-virtuous, the cause of suffering. Not only that, but continuously I've also been breaking my Pradamoksha, Bodhisattva and Tantric vows. Worst of all, I've created the heaviest of negative karmas in relation to my virtuous friends, getting angry at them, generating wrong views, having non-devotional thoughts towards them, harming their holy body and disobeying their advice. Having these negative imprints on my mental continuum is unbearable. It's as if I'd swallowed a lethal poison. I must practice the antidote right away, purify all these negative karma immediately without a second's delay. So in this way, generate strong feelings of urgency and regret, or a natural feeling of remorse. So in particular, the regret is to do with our understanding of karma, of what's coming if we don't purify. Just like if we have a stomach bug, we don't go, oh no, I'm such an evil person or I'm such a loser for having a stomach bug. We just don't want to experience the results. We just don't want to experience that suffering, and we know what's coming. So this is our way of being able to purify. It's something that we can stop those results from ripening. And so we can have the courage to feel regret, to look at the things that we've done that have harmed ourselves or others, that have hurt others, and allow a really strong sense of remorse to arise. So try and think of the specific things that you've done, not just general. Either a physical action, you know, theft or aggression, or cheating on your partner, with someone else's partner. Try to think of, you know, it could be now or it could be even in the deep dark past. Try and think of verbal activities where we've lied, we've harmed people with aggressive or harsh speech, talked meanly behind people's backs, or just wasted time talking and chatting without making a connection with others. So any instances that are current or in the deep dark past, try and bring them to mind. And then also the mental activities of covetousness, of malice, or of wrong views, all the way from just prejudice to the you know, innate wrong view of grasping at things as being true or real. And so now we have a feeling of the enormity of what we need to purify, then remembering impermanence and death. Many people my age or younger have died. It's a miracle that I'm still alive and have this incredible opportunity to purify my negative karma. Death is certain, but its time is most uncertain. If I were to die right now, I'd definitely be born in the lower realms. Because I could not practice Dharma there, I would remain in the lower realms for countless eons. Therefore, how unbelievably fortunate I am to be able to purify my negative karma right now without even a second's delay by practicing the Vajrasattva meditation recitation. The power of dependence generating bodhicitta. But I'm not practicing this Vajrasattva purification for myself alone. The purpose of my life is to release all hell beings, pretas, animals, humans, asuras, suras, and intermediate state beings from all their suffering and its causes and lead them to unsurpassed enlightenment. In order to do this, I must first reach enlightenment myself. Therefore, I must purify all my negative karma immediately by practicing the Vajrasattva meditation recitation. So then, imagine either above the crown of your head or in the space in front of you, whatever is more comfortable, that there arises Vajrasattva father and mother. They are seated on lotus in a moon seat, and their bodies are white, radiant and glowing like the rays of a thousand moons radiating on a snow mountain. They each have one face and two arms. He holds a dorji and bell, and she a curved knife and skull cup. And they are embracing each other. The father is adorned with six mudras and the mother with five. He sits in the Vajra posture and she in the lotus. So, thinking that Vajrasattva is your root guru, is who your guru is really. And that Vajrasattva is the manifestation of the holy mind of all the Buddhas, the Dharmakaya, who out of his unbearable compassion, which embraces you and all other sentient beings, appears in this form to purify you and all others. So feel the great love and care of Vajrasattva, father and mother. And in this way, your mind is transformed into guru devotion, which already is the root of all blessings and realizations on the path to enlightenment. A moon disc at Vajrasattva's heart stands a hum syllable encircled by the garland and a 100-syllable mantra. There's a powerful stream of white nectar flows from the hum and mantra garland. You are cleansed of all sickness, spirit harm, negative karma, and obscurations. So there are various translations of the meaning of the mantra. One of the translations is, O great being whose holy mind is in the indestructible nature of all the Buddhas, having destroyed every obscuration, attained all realizations, and passed beyond all suffering. The one gone to the realization of things just as they are, do not forsake me. Please make me closer to your Vajra holy mind and grant me the ability to realize the ultimate nature of phenomena. Please help me to realize great bliss. Lead me to your state and grant me all powerful attainments. Please bestow upon me all virtuous actions and glorious qualities. For the first section, the downward cleansing, blissful nectar energy flows from Vajrasattva, father and mother, into your central channel, through the crown of your head. and it spreads throughout your nervous system, falling very strongly like water coming from a hose or like a very powerful shower. And this shower of light is powerful white energy, and it drives out all the negative energy of your body, speech, and mind. And all of this toxic energy comes out through all the lower parts of your body in the form of pus and blood and vomit and sludge, like a blocked drain pipe becoming cleansed. Oh, Vajra Sapa Samaya Manopalaya Vajra Sattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sutto Kayo Me Bhava Supo Kayo Me Bhava Anurata Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tutta Me Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoom Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Muntra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahoom Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sutto Kayo Me Bhava Supo Kayo Me Bhava Anurata Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tutta Me Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoom Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Muncha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahoom Pe Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sutto Kayo Me Bhava Supo Kayo Me Bhava Anurata Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tutta Me Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoom Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mantra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahoom Pe Oh, Vajra Sapa Samaya Manopalaya Vajra Sattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sutto Kayo Me Bhava Supo Kayo Me Bhava Anurata Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tutta Me Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoom Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Muntra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahoom Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sutto Kayo Me Bhava Supo Kayo Me Bhava Anurata Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tutta Me Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoom Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Muncha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahoom Pe Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sutto Kayo Me Bhava Supo Kayo Me Bhava Anurata Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tutta Me Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoom Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mantra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahoom Pe Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sutto Kayo Me Bhava Supo Kayo Me Bhava Anurata Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tutta Me Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoom Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mantra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahoom Pe So feel that all the negativities, especially associated with physical actions, unskillful physical actions, have been completely purified. Your body is clean and clear, sparkling like crystal. You are overcome with blissful energy. And then for the second method, this time much more associated with speech and the stickiness of speech, as the blissful nectar energy flows from Vajrasattva, father and mother, it slowly fills up your whole body from your toes up through your body. And as the level of the nectar rises, all of your negativity start to rise as well, floating to the top of the nectar, like oil floating on water. As this blissful nectar energy fills your clean, clear body, the negative energy has nowhere to go except to be slowly pushed up and out. It finally comes out through all the upper parts of your body and especially your crown chakra until your entire body is filled and radiant. And there is so much nectar that it bubbles up on your crown, becoming like an Ushnisha. And you experience great bliss. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenupatita Tridome Bhava Sukhaya Om Vajrasattva Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Om Vajrasattva Samaya Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita So again, your body feels radiant and energized, your mind incredibly clear and blissful. And for the third method, mostly to purify the negativities of mental activities associated with the poisonous attitudes. This time, the powerful light energy comes from Vajrasattva's heart, limitless blissful energy in the form of light. And immediately when it makes contact with your crown chakra, the negative energy, especially your ignorant attachment energy, completely disappears. It's just like switching on a powerful light in a dark room. The darkness goes completely. You cannot say that the darkness leaves through the window or through the door when the light is brought in. It just disappears, nowhere existent. So as we continue to recite the mantra, then continuous, blissful flashes of light, making contact with your crown chakra and illuminating your entire being. Om Vajra Sattva Samaya Manopalaya Om Vajra Sattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajra Sattva Teno Patita Tridome Om Vajra Sattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajra Sattva Teno Patita Tridome Om Vajra Sattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajra Sattva Teno Patita Om Vajra Sattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajra Sattva Teno Patita Om Vajra Sattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajra Sattva Teno Patita Om Vajra Sattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajra Sattva Teno Patita So from the crown of your head, Guru Vajrasattva says, O son of the race, your negativities, obscurations, and broken and damaged pledges have been completely purified. So generate strong faith that they have actually been completely purified, just as Guru Vajrasattva has said. Notice how different you feel. And commit this new feeling to memory. Then the power of refraining from creating negativities again, our promise that we say at the feet of Vajrasattva. Before Guru Vajrasattva, I vow never again to commit those negative actions from which I can easily abstain, and not to commit for a day, an hour, or at least a few seconds those negative actions from which I find it difficult to abstain. So try and think of the specifics of those actions of body, speech, or mind, and make a realistic commitment of the length of time that you know in the presence of Guru Vajrasattva with all sentient beings as your witness that you can commit to. And then Guru Vajrasattva is so extremely pleased with your pledge that spontaneously moved by your effort and your good-heartedness, Vajrasattva father and mother melt into light and dissolve into you. So for those of you who've received a great initiation of High Yoga Tantra, you can meditate here on the Guru entering the heart. If you've not received such an initiation, you meditate that the guru melts into light and absorbs into you at the point between your eyebrows and blesses your body, speech, and mind. So, Vajrasattva mother is transformed into light and absorbed into Vajrasattva. Vajrasattva then melts into light. This light comes to the crown of your head and melts down through your crown, coming to rest at the level of your heart. Your three doors of body, speech, and mind become inseparably one with Vajrasattva's holy body, speech, and mind. Vajrasattva and you are completely one. And you enjoy the bliss of shunyata in full samadhi, beyond the dualistic view that discriminates between subject and object. This is the highest possible enjoyment. Meditating on emptiness, the meaning of enjoying the bliss of shunyata. Contemplating that in emptiness there is no I, creator of negative karma. There is no action of creating negative karma, and there is no negative karma created. As well as all this, all phenomena are totally non-existent. They are empty from their own side. While contemplating the state of emptiness, while the blissful mind is looking at everything as empty, we can dedicate the merits. Due to all the merits of the three times collected by me, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and other sentient beings, which appear to be real from there but which are empty, may the I, which appears to be real but is empty, achieve Guru Vajrasattva's enlightenment, which appears to be real but is empty, and lead all sentient beings who appear to be real but are totally empty to that enlightenment, which appears to be real but is empty, by myself alone, which appears to be real but is also totally empty, non-existent from there. May the precious bodhicitta, the source of all happiness and success for myself and all other sentient beings, be generated within my own mind and in the minds of all sentient beings without even a second's delay. And may that which has been generated be increased. May I and all other sentient beings have Lama Tsongkhapa as our direct guru in all our lifetimes, never be separated for even a second from the pure path that is greatly praised by the conqueror Buddhas, and actualize the complete path, the three principal paths, and the two stages of highest yoga tantra, the root of which is guru devotion, within our minds as quickly as possible. Just as the brave Manjushri and Samantabhadra realize things as they are, I dedicate all these virtues in the best way that I may follow after them. Whatever dedication the three-time victorious ones gone to bliss have admired as best, in the same way, I also perfectly dedicate all these roots of virtue so that I may perform good works.